The playing of our national anthem here tonight before Hastings High and McCook going at it in girls high school basketball, and the boys to follow. Hastings High again coming in with 2 wins and 10 losses. The McCook Lady Bison with 5 wins and 9 losses on the season, and they have not played since last Saturday, January 8th, when they lost at Sydney by the score 42-33. These two teams pretty familiar with each other. They played 3 times last year. The Tigers took out the Bison in the district tournament last year in their third meeting of the season. In fact, this year, these two teams will not be in the same district. McCook has moved to another district, so they won't meet in the district this year as McCook moves to another district. But the Tigers took out the Bison last year, and there's a lot of people back from both these teams that played last year. But that was last year. This is this year. The Tigers 2-10, the Bison at 5-9 on the basketball season. Hastings High has been battling some injuries and sicknesses. They've had an ankle injury to Zoe Mays, their leading scorer and probably best player for the Tigers. She didn't play in the Lexington game a week ago. Played last night, scored 6 points, and expect to see her also tonight. She's not going to start, but she's expected to play. Shaunice Lyle, another senior, strep throat. She's been battling that this week and was able to get the school to take her finals this week for the semester, and we'll see if Shaunice is on the floor tonight for Hastings High School. The Tigers will start Ashton Pulaski, the 5'2 senior, Josie Martin, a 5'1 senior, Haley Wright, a 5'6" senior, Lauren Bliss, a 5'9 junior, and Britton Thomas, a 6'3 junior in that starting lineup for the Tigers. Bliss leads the team in rebounding. Mays leads the team in scoring. The Tigers on the basketball season are averaging only 30 points a game, giving up 50. That's been one of the problems for the Tigers. They haven't scored many points a game, only 30 on average for this season. The McCook Lady Bison, Laura Brooks, the 5'9 senior, 6.5 points a game. Emmalene Nichols, a 5'9 junior, averages 6 a game. Bonnie Dominguez is a 5'9 senior, 2.5 point average. Megan Carfield, a 5'4 senior, and Gretchen Sainert, 5'9 senior, leads the team in scoring at 8.4 points per game for the Bison as they come in against the Tigers here tonight. McCook averaging 37 points a game, giving up 48. The Tigers and the Bison are ready to go as Brooks jumps center against the Tigers. Lauren Bliss, the tip controlled by Hastings High as they go from right to left in our girls' game underway. And the Tigers have the basketball, and McCook will start out in the trapping zone here. Pulaski deep in the left corner, passes out, a shot put up on the run. It's going to be up and good, the first field goal of the game. Lauren Bliss scores for the Tigers, and they jump out in front by the score of 2-0. The Tigers, as Coach May said in the pregame show, want to run that basketball. We'll see if they're able to accomplish that tonight against a bigger McCook basketball team. Megan Carfield in the front court. The Tigers in a man-to-man to start this thing off. They scored the first field goal of the game. Bonnie Dominguez with it. Inside to a cutting Laura Brooks, up and under and scoring. Laura Brooks with the field goal from McCook to tie it at 2. Tigers get a little pressure in the back court. Pulaski dribbles it with the left hand into the scoring zone. It's 2-on-none. Bliss underneath. She will shoot and miss this time. Britton Thomas rebounds. Shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Thomas will go to the line to shoot 2 for Hastings High. First foul of our basketball game. It's called on the Bison's Laura Brooks. So we're tied at 2, play just under a minute in this first of 2 here on ESPN 1550 KICS tonight. Hastings High and McCook. Girls, boys, doubleheader for you this evening. Britton Thomas at the free throw line. Puts up the shot, going to be an air ball short. Britton is a 6'3" junior. That starting lineup, again, Zoe Mays battling an ankle problem. And Shaunice Lyle has had strep throat this week. And her availability is in question tonight. Second free throw is off, no good. The offensive rebound to Lauren Bliss. Bliss to Pulaski, so the Tigers get an offensive rebound, and they have the ball. Josie Martin with it to Pulaski. Pulaski's 5'2", Martin's 5'1", the guards for the Tigers. There's a pass inside to Thomas, back out to Bliss against the zone defense of McCook. McCook will try to get the Tigers trapped with this zone defense. Inside to Britton Thomas, she's fouled from behind on the play by Bonnie Dominguez of McCook. Non-shooting situation here, so Thomas, as the Tigers try to get it inside to the 6'3 junior. Quickly, Zoe Mays will check in for Hastings High now. So Zoe Mays, who did play some last night, scored 6 points in for Britton Thomas. So Mays, the leading scorer for the Tigers in the basketball game for the first time. We'll see how that ankle holds up tonight. Tigers with the basketball. Deep in the right corner with it. The Tigers. Haley Wright, and now it's out to Pulaski. Pulaski cross-court to Wright on the right wing. to Bliss, to Pulaski. Ashton with it. Ashton with 15, a career high last night in that loss at Pius, but a real good game for Ashton Pulaski. Now she is trapped near the timeline. He gives it up to Josie Martin. Cook again is in his own defense. They tried to get traps on the Tigers. On the wing, a shot put up for three is going to be off the rim. No good by Haley Wright, and rebounded out of there by Gretchen Sainer. Sainer front court to Carfield for the Bison. To Dominguez. Dominguez pass underneath inside to Sainert in the corner. Shot put up by Emily Nichols is going to be off the iron. No good. The rebound by Pulaski. Ashton Pulaski pulls it down for the Tigers. We're tied at 2. 2 minutes gone. Front court. Hastings High with it. Haley Wright with the basketball. Now double team near the timeline. Gives it up to Pulaski. Ashton with it. Back to Haley Wright from the wing for three. Going to be out of there. No good. The rebound pulled down by Laura Brooks of McCook. To Megan Carfield quickly into the front court. Carfield all the way to the hoop. Bounce pass back out to Sainert from the wing for two. In and out, no good. Battle for it in the lane. Picked up there by Lauren Bliss. The pass is stolen and a shot put up, no good by Sainert, and another rebound for Bliss. So Bliss with a couple of rebounds there, and McCook misses a couple of shots, and the Tigers have the ball. We'll still tied at two. Mays now will drive, shoot, and shot missed by Zoe. There's a rebound by Laura Brooks, and she's fouled by Zoe Mays. So Zoe missed her first shot from the field and then fouled on the play. And back in the game will be Britton Thomas for the Tigers, and Zoe Mays quickly to the bench. 5:18 to go, first quarter. We are tied at two, the Tigers and the Bison. Basketball front court for McCook. Emily Nichols with it for the Lady Bison. To the top of the key, gives up her dribble there. Right side pass to Megan Carfield. Megan with it. There's a bounce pass inside to Dominguez. Works the baseline shot, put up off the side of the backboard. No good. Battle for it on the baseline. It is off of Bison and out of bounds. It's off Dominguez. Ashton Pulaski was there, but it bounced off Dominguez out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. 3 minutes gone. We're tied at two. Backcourt pressure by the Bison. Set up a 2-2-1 zone pressure in the backcourt. Pulaski will drive the basketball and pass it across the timeline to Haley Wright. To Martin, deep in the right corner to Bliss. Inside for Thomas. It's going to be picked off. Tigers turn it over for the first time. The pickoff there by Megan Carfield on the steal. Drives it in. Now gives up her dribble. Pass back out to Nichols. Top of the key now to Sainert. She will drive, and a pushing foul on the Tigers as Sainert headed for the hoop. Non-shooting situation. Foul called on the Tigers. Josie Martin, her first. Into the game again for the Tigers will be Zoe Mays. First appearance for Rachel Girdle, a 5'9 sophomore for McCook. So the first breather for Josie Martin as Zoe Mays comes back in for the Tigers. Still tied at two, McCook basketball. Each team with two team fouls, and McCook inbounds the basketball. And they have the ball to Girdle. Inside to Brooks. Tipped away and stolen by Zoe Mays. The steal there by Mays. The turnover on the Bison. Pulaski, front court pass to Wright. Underneath to Britton Thomas. Five-footers up off the glass and good. To Britton Thomas. Puts up the five-footer using that 6-2 frame. There's a drive and a shot and a foul on the play. Gretchen Sainert headed for the hoop as the Bison head for the basket, and Haley Wright had to foul Gretchen Sainert. Again, a non-shooting situation on the third team foul on the Tigers. The Bison new inbound. 4-2, Hastings High, 4:09 to go, first quarter. Bison inbound the ball to Sainert. Sainert into the lane. Gives up the basketball to Laura Brooks. 10-footer up, no good. Air ball rebounded by Zoe Mays. Mays to Pulaski. Tigers run from right to left. Ashton into the scoring zone, right of the free throw line. Double team. Dishes off. Lauren Bliss is 13-footers up and good. Lauren Bliss with her second field goal. And the Tigers have a 6-2 lead in this first quarter of play with 3:44 to go. Carfield for the Bison. Into that scoring zone. Devani Dominguez. Dominguez for the red and white of McCook. 6-2 Tigers, 3:33 to go in the first quarter. The basketball's Girdle. Rachel passes inside to Laura Brooks. Britton Thomas right there. Now the double team. Back out to Girdle. Right side shot put up by Dominguez is going to be in and out. No good. The rebound by Lauren Bliss. Bliss with the rebound for the Tigers. One and out for the Bison. Ashton Pulaski, front court for Hastings High. Pass to Mays is going to be off her hands and out of bounds. Wasn't expecting the pass with Zoe. Goes through a Bison, and then off the hands of Mays and out of bounds, the Tigers turn it over. It'll be basketball to the Bison. 6-2, Hastings High with the lead. We've not trailed in this game. We were tied at two. The Tigers have the last four and lead at 6-2. Bison in the front court shooting at the basket to our right. Sainert will put up the three. It's going to be nothing but net there. Gretchen Saylor with the three ball, 6-5 Tigers. That cuts the lead from 4-1. The inbounds pass stolen by Laura Brooks. Pass to Saylor, shot off there, no good. In the lane, an offensive rebound by Girdle. Her shot up, it'll bounce down and good. First lead for the Bison on the shot by Girdle, 7-6 McCook. So the Tigers turn it over on the inbounds pass there, 7-6. There's another steal. Driving is Saylor. She will shot put up, no good. Excuse me, it's Carfield on the steal. And she put up the shot after the steal and drive, and the foul on Zoe Mays. That's number two on Mays with 2:29 to go. So that's, excuse me, the first one on Mays, they say. So another foul early in the game was not on Zoe. That's the first foul on Mays. And to the free throw line, Megan Carfield to shoot a pair for the Bison. Free throw up and good. Drop straight through Carfield's first free throw. 8-6 in favor of the Bison. Morgan Schaefer, a senior in for the Bison. Mays goes out for the Tigers. And Shawnee's Lyle, who has battled, as we said, the strep throat this week, has checked in. Usually starts for the Tigers. She's now in the game off the bench. Second free throw by Carfield is good. Made them both. And it's now 9-6. So 7 in a row by the Bison, and they lead it by the score of 9-6 with 2:29 to go in the first quarter of play. Tigers have the basketball in the backcourt. Haley Wright with it. The pass now to Melody Nagy, the sophomore who's checked in for the Tigers. So Nagy into the game. Pulowski has it in the front court for the Tigers. To Wright. To Melanie Nagy. Nagy is a 5'3 sophomore. Double team near the timeline and tied up. The tie-up there by Gretchen Sainert of McCook. Alternate possession on that jump ball. It'll be a turnover on the Tigers. It goes to the Bison, the fifth turnover on Hastings High School. 2:10 to go in the first quarter of play. 9-6 McCook with the lead and the basketball. They've scored 7 in a row, and they have it with Emmeline Nichols. Pass in the corner to Gretchen Sainert. Sainert will take it from there. It's going to be off the rim, no good. The offensive rebound by Nichols. Shot put up and good. Emmeline Nichols with the field goal for the Bison, and it's now 11-6, a 9-point run from McCook. Tigers have it in the backcourt. Haley Wright, front court pass now to Shawnee's Lyle. Lyle now back to Wright. It bounces off her arm and picked off there by Sainert. Sainert drives, pass, and a shot put up, a roll off there, no good by Dominguez. Ball comes loose. It comes to the Tigers. The Tigers have turned it over 6 times, but they have the ball in the offensive zone. Haley Wright to Pulowski. 1:25 and running in the first quarter. 9-point run for the Bison. They're up 11-6. On the wing, shot put up for three. He's going to be off the front of the iron. No good by Nagy. And the rebound to Dominguez for McCook. Dominguez passes that basketball. The Brooklyn True, the 5'6 sophomore. Brooklyn True is in the game. Brooklyn True for McCook. 1:03 to go, 11-6. McCook with the lead in the ball. From the wing for threes, nothing but net. Gretchen Sainert, her second three. She has 6 this quarter. And it is now a 12-point run for the Bison. They lead 14-6, 48 seconds to go. Lyle in the backcourt. Ball's control. She's tied up on the play by Dominguez. Alternate possession. It'll stay with the Tigers. Rachel Girdle, the sophomore, back in from McCook. McCook will go about 9 or 10 deep. The Tigers have played 8 or 9 here this evening also. 45 seconds to go. It's 14-6 Bison. They trailed 6-2. They're on a 12-point run in this first quarter. Lead at 14-6. Pulowski now on the wing. Shot put up by Haley Wright inside the arc is going to be no good. Grabbed out of there by the Bison's Morgan Schaefer. Schaefer now gives it up in the backcourt to Brooklyn True. True across the timeline from McCook. 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. Tipped away by Pulowski. Out of bounds off the Tigers. Basketball to McCook. Laura Brooks will check back in for Bonnie Dominguez for the Bison. Brooks is a starter, and the Bison will throw it in the near sideline. Emily Nichols to Brooks on the inbounds play. 20 seconds to go. Bison may want to hold for the final shot. Brooklyn True with the basketball to Girdle. Girdle cross-court pass to Nichols. Gets into the lane. 13-footer bounces around and off. No good. The rebound by Lauren Bliss, her third of this quarter. Quickly in the front court. 2 seconds to go. Tigers got to throw it up. They do it the buzzer. It is off the side of the backboard and no good. Close but no cigar there for the Tigers, and that's the end of the first quarter. The Bison on a 12-point run after one. It's McCook 14, Hastings High 6, back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Plumbings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
After Howe's departure was announced, University President
Welcome back to the Tiger Den. The Tigers of Hastings High trailing McCook 14-6 after one quarter of play. Hastings High with six turnovers in that first quarter. McCook with only one. Tigers send out Britton Thomas, Ashton Pulaski, Zoe Mays, Josie Martin, and Lauren Bliss. For the Bison, it'll be Emmeline Nichols, Laura Brooks, Gretchen Sainert, Megan Carfield, and Bonnie Dominguez. Just underway, period number two. There's a steal by Pulaski. She goes to the floor, tied up by a couple of Bison, and it'll be Hastings High ball. So the tie-up there forces the turnover by McCook on the alternate possession jump ball. It goes to the Tigers. So the Bison turn it over to Hastings High. Down here by eight, the Tigers jumped out to a 6-2 lead. If the Bison score the last 12 of the first quarter and have that 14-6 lead. Pulaski with it for the Tigers in the corner to Bliss. Her 15-footer will bounce out of there. No good. Tipped out of bounds by the Bison. Looks like Emmeline Nichols, the junior, got up there and knocked it out of bounds, trying to get that rebound. And Zoe Mays to throw it in for the Tigers underneath their own basket. Lob to Britton Thomas, the 6'3". Junior shot up, no good, but she's whacked on the wrist. And Britton Thomas, the Tigers, trying to take advantage of the 6'3" junior inside there. Bonnie Dominguez picks up her second, and a two-shot situation for Thomas. Britton 0 for 2 from the line. She has one field goal in the game. We are just underway in period number two. It's 14-6 McCook. There's the first shot up and short off the front of the iron, no good. City basketball tonight at halftime, the first of two at Adams Central. Grand Island Northwest girls lead Adams Central at halftime, 33-17. Those games on our sister station, 1230 KHS. Second free throw by Thomas is no good. Missed them both. Again, and the Bison have the ball into the scoring zone. Gretchen Sainert to Carfield. Carfield for the Bison to Dominguez. Tigers have been in a man-to-man there start this quarter. Laura Brooks at the free throw line. Pickpocket there by Ashton Pulaski. On the steal there by Pulaski. Drives all the way. Left-hand shot up. No good block by Dominguez. But Bliss grabs it for Hastings High to Zoe May. Back to Lauren Bliss. Bounce pass to Martin and a whistle, and we got a Tiger down. Ashton Pulaski's underneath the basket out of bounds there. She was hurt on that drive. She got the steal, drove all the way. Bonnie Dominguez had the block on the play. Pulaski hit the deck, and she stayed there and is still there. Now up to a sitting position as the medical folks will get out there and see if there's anything wrong with Ashton. She hit that floor pretty hard, apparently, and the Tigers will have the ball. And so we see how Ashton Pulaski is. Ashton, of course, is the ball handler. She's the point guard for this ball club, 5'2" senior. And again, Ashton's been around this program, knows it well, 5'2" senior. And again, last night with 15 career high in scoring for Pulaski. And she gets up now, seems to be okay, just a little shaken up as she went down on that play. Her shot was blocked, and she hit the deck, but she's okay now. And Caitlin Pulaski is going to check in for Hastings High. And if I'm not mistaken, they are sisters. Caitlin Pulaski in for Ashton, and McCook has the basketball. Yes, McCook did have the basketball before that whistle and the injury there at Pulaski. And the Bison control into the front court, leading by eight. We've played a minute of the second quarter, no scoring in this quarter. Underneath to Laura Brooks, her shot is partially deflected by the Tigers there, and the jump ball called, and it stays with the Bison. They will inbound. Emmeline Nichols to throw it in for McCook. 14-6 Bison. Lob pass into Laura Brooks. To Bonnie Dominguez. Tigers in the man-to-man deep in the left corner to Megan Carfield. Carfield dribbles it out to the top of the key between the rings. Almost pulled that pivot foot. No call there. Back to Nichols. Emmeline Nichols is a 5'9 junior. Now to Dominguez, a 5'9 senior. Deep in the left corner to Megan Carfield. And a whistle and a travel on Carfield. Turnover on the Bison there. Fourth. The Tigers have six. 6.5 minutes to go, second quarter. No scoring in this quarter. Tigers down by 8, 14-6. Tigers will come the length of the floor. Backcourt pressure by the Bison. Set up that zone trap in the backcourt. Inbounded to Mays now to Pulaski. And Caitlin gets across the timeline, and she's bumped on the play near that timeline. Megan Carfield picks up her first. Four team fouls on both ball clubs, so we're not close to shooting the one in bonus in this half yet. And the Tigers inbound the ball to Caitlin Pulaski. To Josie Martin. Cross-court pass now to Lauren Bliss. Bliss returns the favor, tries to get it to Britton Thomas, but it's picked off. The Tigers turn it over for the seventh time. And into the front court is Megan Carfield for the Bison of McCook. Bounce pass inside to Dominguez. Double team, puts up the shot. Going to be short, no good. Zoe Mays grabs it on the baseline on the rebound there for Hastings High to Caitlin Pulaski. Caitlin is a 5'2 freshman. Sister Ashton, a 5'2 senior. Caitlin with it. The corner to Laura Bliss. Bliss to the baseline. Pass inside intended for Thomas. Knocked away from her. The Bison can't save it. It'll be Tiger basketball. Tigers trying to put the ball inside to Britton Thomas. Force that situation there, but the Bison knock it out of bounds, and the Tigers inbound. Mays inbounds. Into the corner shot put up by Bliss is no good. The long rebound comes to the free throw line to Gretchen Sainer. Sainer to Carfield. Front court to Laura Brooks for the Bison. Out. To Sainert. Her shot for three is good. It will count, and she's fouled. A three-pointer good by Gretchen Sainert, and that's her third of the night, 17-6, and she was fouled in the play. Josie Martin picks up her third personal foul, and this will be an attempt for a four-point play for Gretchen Sainert. Sainert has 3 3-pointers in this game. Josie Martin has to come out. Josie has 3 fouls, and that is not good for the Tigers. She's on the bench and started with 3 fouls. Ashton Pulaski comes back in for Caitlin. Martin goes to the bench. Free throw is up and good. Sainer with a 4-point play. She has 10 in the game, and the run is now up to 16 for McCook. 16-point run. They lead it 18-6. Tigers have it in the front court. There's a pass wide to Britton Thomas. Thrown out of bounds. The Tigers turn it over one more time. Tigers led this game 6-2 early. And they went about the last half of the first quarter, first 2.5 minutes of this quarter. They've been outscored 16-0 and trail 18-6 now. And the Bison have the basketball into the scoring zone. Laura Brooks at the free throw line, gives up her dribble. Pass back out to Megan Carfield for the Bison. Left wing to Emily Nichols inside. To Brooks, she will shoot and score. Laura Brooks with the basket. She has 4, 20-6. 18-point run for the Bison. They lead it 20-6. Tigers face pressure in the backcourt and a whistle. And a foul called in the backcourt. Emmeline Nichols picks up the foul for McCook. The 15th foul. 20-6 McCook. Mays inbounds in the backcourt to Ashton Pulaski. Ashton, who was shaken up earlier, back in the game for Hastings High to Haley Wright. To Pulaski. Corner pass is going to be tipped out of bounds. Intended for Bliss, the Tigers, trying to get it to the wings and inside. The ball tipped out of bounds. Back into the game will be Melody Nagy, the sophomore, in for Zoe Mays. 20-6, McCook with 4:48 to go in period number two. Tigers inbound the basketball. It's Pulaski with it. Ashton to the free throw line. Left wing pass to Nagy. Shot for threes off the backboard and rim. No good. Offensive rebound, Lauren Bliss. Pass back out to Pulaski, and Ashton will control against this zone defense of McCook. They try to get the Tigers into a trap. There's a pass to Pulaski on the wing to Haley Wright. Wright for the Tigers as they work against this zone. 2-3 extended. Here the Tigers working around the perimeter. Nagy with the basketball. Melody with it. On the wing now to Pulaski. Dribbles it out now between the rings. The Tigers can't penetrate here. Lauren Bliss with the basketball. To Melody Nagy. Nagy double dribbles. Turnover Tigers. Number 9 on Hastings High unofficially. 4:08 to go. The Tigers haven't scored in this second quarter. They haven't scored in the last 8 minutes or so of this game. Front court, Laura Brooks for McCook. The Tigers in desperate need of a basketball. They got to play some defense here. Sainert with it inside the lane. A runner from 13 blocked by Britton Thomas. Pulowski comes out of there with it. There's a block by Thomas. Ashton Pulowski drives for Hastings High. This is back out to Nagy. And she is fouled in the play. Whistle on Gretchen Sainert. That'll be her first as Rachel Girdle, the sophomore, checks in for Gretchen Sainert. Sainert has 10 to lead the way. Brooklyn True, the sophomore, also in from McCook. Tigers to inbound on the 16 foul for the Bison. 20-6, Hastings High trailing in this game. They have the basketball. Shaunice Lyle, the senior, checks in for the Tigers. So Shaunice in the basketball game for the second time. And she's battled strep throat this week, so she's not 100%. Pulowski with the basketball to Nagy. Melody with it between the rings back to Pulowski. This trapping zone giving the Tigers problems. Nagy now will eye the three, take it, shoot, and miss this time. The rebound goes to the far wing, picked up there by Brooklyn True for the Bison. They have it in the scoring zone now. On this 18-point run, the Tigers just can't find the basket. There's going to the baseline is Morgan Schaefer, and it's tipped out of bounds by Shaunice Lyle. Bison to throw it in underneath their own basket. 3:10 to go. The Tigers shut out this quarter. Inbound shot put up is going to be no good by Schaefer, but she's fouled in the play, so Morgan Schaefer will go to the line and shoot a pair for the Bison. Shaunice Lyle picks up her first foul. 20-6 Bison. 3:08 to go in period at number two, and Morgan Schaefer to the line to shoot two. Free throw up and good. Makes her first. 21-6. McCook with 5 wins, 9 losses on the season. The Tigers now at 2-10 after that 11-point loss at Lincoln Pius last night. Second free throw is no good. Britton Thomas with the rebound for the Tigers. 21-6 favor of McCook. Pulowski front court to Haley Wright on the wing. Top of the key to Nagy. Bounce pass left side to Britton Thomas. Triple team there. Back out to Nagy. Tipped out of bounds. Off of Bison. It'll stay with the Tigers. 2:52 to go. 21 for McCook. 6 for Hastings High. Haley Wright inbounds the ball. On the wing now to Nagy. To Pulowski between the rings. As McCook drops back in their defense to Nagy. Left wing now. To right to Nagy. To Pulowski on the right wing. Tigers again cannot penetrate this zone. Pass underneath. There's a nice pass underneath. Shot up and good. Haley Wright, and she's fouled in the play. Haley Wright with her first bucket, and she's fouled in the play. That breaks that 19-point run by the Bison, and the field goal there. The first of the game by Haley Wright. She will shoot one. 21-8. The Tigers go about 10 minutes without a field goal, without a score, and the free throw missed by Wright. 21-8, Bison to the baseline on the dribble's Girdle, and it's tipped away and out of bounds off the Tigers. So McCook will throw it in, leading here 21-8. And Emmaline Nichols will throw it in for McCook in the corner to our right here. Out to Brooklyn True, back to Nichols. Pass inside to Brooks. Double team there, and a whistle, and a foul going to be called on the Tigers. Britton Thomas picks up the foul. That'll be the 7th on the Tigers. Each team with 7, so a 1-and bonus coming up for the Bison's Laura Brooks. Gretchen Sainert back in, the starter. Emily Nichols goes out for McCook. Jeff Ellis, the coach of the Bison, 5-9 on the season. He struggled last year. They got 5 wins already this year. Brooks' free throw is up and good. Earns the bonus. That's 5 for Laura Brooks. 22-8. Bison with the lead. Bonnie Dominguez back in the game for McCook. Zoe Mays back in for the Tigers. Mays replaces Britton Thomas. 2:17 to go before halftime. McCook with the lead at 22-8. Tigers controlled early, led 6-2, but the Bison, a 19-point run, went up 21-6. Tigers went about 10 minutes without scoring. The second free throw bounces off the front rim and goes down for Brooks. Makes them both 23-8. Hastings High trails. 2 free throws there by Brooks. He has 4 this quarter, 6 in the game. And the Tigers will face backcourt pressure by the Bison. They inbound the ball to Pulowski. Ashton with it for Hastings High is Zoe Mays into the scoring zone to our left. Mays will drive, left-handed dribble shot, put up on the run and good. Zoe Mays, who's battled a bad ankle the last couple of weeks, scores there and is 23-10, her first field goal. They got to have points from Zoe. She's the leading scorer for the Tigers. 23-10, McCook. Under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Front court, it's Sainert. Sainert, a 15-footer. Off there, no good. Lyle tries to grab the rebound. It goes out of bounds off the Tigers. It'll go to stay with the Bison. 23-10, McCook leading Hastings High late in period number two. Inbound to Sainer, takes the three, off there, no good this time. Offensive rebound, Schaefer shot put up, no good. Zoe Mays grabs it for the Tigers to Pulaski. They want to run. They do three on two. Ashton drives, left-handed shot up, no good, but she's fouled on the play, and Ashton Pulaski will go to the line and shoot two for the Tigers. Foul whistled on to McCook. Called on Brooklyn True, her first. Two-shot situation here for Ashton Pulaski. The 5'2" senior, one of the leaders of this ball club. Free throw up, first point of the night for Ashton. 23-11, McCook. Lauren Bliss checks in for the Tigers. Laura Brooks back in for McCook. Pulaski will lie the second, 23-11, Bison by 12. Ashton with the left hand, second free throw off the rim, no good, and the rebound out of there with Bonnie Dominguez. Dominguez to Carfield, front court to Sainert for the Bison. 1:30 to go before halftime. Gretchen Sainert to Carfield, to Dominguez. Bonnie with it, pass inside to Sainert, double team, but puts up the shot and scores. Gretchen Sainert has 12, six each quarter, 25-11. She averages 8.4. She has 12 in the first half. Tigers into the front court. Zoe Mays will drive. Put up the shot. Good again. Zoe Mays with two drives and two buckets. She has four. 25-13. The Tigers down by 12. Quickly into the front court is Sainer. Now to Carfield for McCook. 55 seconds to go before halftime. Carfield on the dribble. Guarded by Pulaski. Bounce pass to Brooks. Right of the free throw line. To Rachel Girdle. Inside to Dominguez. Turns on Bliss. Shot put up short. No good. Grabbed on the baseline. By the Tigers, Haley Wright, right now to Zoe Mays, in the backcourt now to Pulaski in action across the timeline with 32 seconds to go before halftime. Nagy with the basketball now to Pulaski, Ashton with it for the Tigers. Loops a pass in the corner to Lauren Bliss, Bliss double team there, to Nagy on the baseline, tipped away from her, ball comes to the near sideline, rolls out of bounds off a Tiger. It'll be basketball to McCook. 18 seconds to go, 25-13. In favor of McCook, they have the basketball. 18 seconds to go before halftime. And Megan Carfield controls in the offensive zone. Gives it up to Rachel Girdle. Girdle now to Laura Brooks with 10 seconds to go. Pass on the wing is intended for Rachel Girdle, but she's bumped on the play by Zoe Mays, and that's number two on Mays. With 8 seconds to go, and Zoe's going to take a seat to not pick up that third before halftime. Into the game is Caitlin Pulaski, the freshman, in. For Nagy, Mays stays in the game, will stay in the game. 25-13 at the free throw line. The one and bonus shot put up and good. Rachel Girdle owns, earns the bonus. She has three. 26-13. Cassidy Gillen, a 5'10 sophomore, her first appearance for the Bison, replacing Bonnie Dominguez. Bonnie's done for the half. Second free throw's no good. Missed the second. Rebound shot put up and no good, but another foul on the Tigers. But it's a rebounding foul called on Cassidy Gillen. Not a rebounding foul. They don't call a foul. The Tigers will try to get it in bounds and get it down the floor with 2 seconds to go. Mays at the free throw line. Tigers can't get it off. Haley Wright's shot at the buzzer is ruled no good. Wouldn't have counted it had it gone. Time runs out on the Tigers in the first half. We play two. At halftime, it's McCook 26, Hastings High 13. We'll talk about this one in 2 minutes.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drugstores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
Welcome back to the Tiger Den, the jungle, as they like to call it here at Hastings High. Hastings High losing here at halftime to McCook by the score of 26-13. The Tigers got off to a good start in this basketball game. They led, in fact, by the score of 6-2. That was about midway through the first quarter of play. But after that, the Bison of McCook take over. They go on a 19-point run spanning the last half of the first quarter into the second quarter, to about the 3-minute mark of period number two. 19-point run, and the Bison went up 21-6, and they've controlled the basketball game since going ahead at that point, 21-6, and lead it by the score of 26-13 at halftime. The Tigers bothered by the zone defense and the extended zone and the trapping zone of the Bison in the first half. And the Tigers had 6 points in the first quarter fairly quickly, didn't score any more in the first, and went to 4 or 5 minutes of the second quarter before they scored. They were behind 21-6 at that point. Did tack on 7 more points at that point in the second quarter to get 6 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second, only 13 here at halftime. The Tigers have fallen behind by 13 here at halftime, 26-13. So the Bison, using that big run to take control of the basketball game, and they lead 26-13 here at halftime. For Hastings High School, they're scoring in the first half. Zoe Mays has 4 points, had 2 field goals. 4 points for Lauren Bliss, had both field goals in the first quarter. 2 apiece for Haley Wright and Britton Thomas, and 1 point for Ashton Pulowski for Hastings High School in that first half a play. So 4 for Mays and 4 for Bliss, and the Tigers have only 13 points here at halftime. At 6 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second. They're only 1 out of 7 from the free throw line, and unofficially with about 10 turnovers in that first half of play. For the McCook Lady Bison, they got a real good first half out of Gretchen Sainert. Sainert had 6 points in each quarter. Gretchen had 3 3-point field goals in the first half, 1 2-point field goal, and 1 free throw. On her 1 made 3-pointer in that second quarter, she was also fouled, made the 3-pointer, or the free throw, for a 4-point play. So Sainert, one of the leaders of this ball club, the 5'9 senior, the leading scorer at 8.4 points a game for the Lady Bison. She has 12 here at halftime to lead the Bison. Laura Brooks, another senior leader, has 6 points. You would expect those two to lead the way, and they have in the first half. Sainert with 12, Brooks with 6, nobody else with more than 3. Rachel Girdle has 3, two apiece for Emily Nichols and Megan Carfield, and one free throw for Morgan Schaefer of the Bison. Seven free throws made. They missed only two from the line, so McCook has six more free throws, missed only two in the first half, turned it over unofficially about five times in that first half of play. On the strength of a 19-point run in that first half, the McCook Bison jumped out to the 21-6 lead, and now lead it here at halftime by the score of 26-13. So the Tigers, who have had problems scoring the basketball this season, they average only 30. They've given up 26 here at halftime. They've fallen behind by 13 here at the halftime mark, and the Tigers will have to get busy offensively and try to continue to play some good defense, force some turnovers if possible into the second half of play. But here at halftime, it's McCook 26, Hastings High 13. We'll have more here at halftime after this two-minute timeout.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area, Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
And welcome back to Hastings High School. We're at halftime of this girls' game. Our first of two here tonight for you on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. The McCook Lady Bison have doubled it up on the Hastings High Tigers through the first 16 minutes. McCook 26, Hastings High 13. We have other city action going on tonight in basketball. The Adams Central girls and boys are hosting Grand Island Northwest in a Class B matchup, as the Class B team's also here at Hastings High tonight. The Northwest Lady Vikings leading Adams Central after three quarters into their girls' game tonight. So Adams Central fell behind early in that one, and Northwest has controlled that one pretty much all the way. Both those games on our sister station, 1230 KHAS Radio. We'll have the boys' game to follow here on ESPN 1550 KICS, and we'll have more basketball for you. The other two Hastings High School teams will be in action tomorrow. The St. Cecilia girls and boys will host Kearney Catholic in their annual matchups. It'll be at the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia tomorrow afternoon. We'll have those games on our sister station, 98.9 Classic Hits. That's KKPR-FM tomorrow. Pregame activity begins about 3:50 tomorrow afternoon, so join us from Chapman Gym for St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic on Classic Hits 98.9 tomorrow afternoon. On 1230 KHS tomorrow, Hastings College will be at Briar Cliff. Women's men's doubleheader pregame for the women at 1:45. So join Mike Will for Hastings College basketball on 1230 KHS tomorrow afternoon. 26-13, McCook leading Hastings High. We're about to begin the third quarter of play. McCook going from right to left to start this quarter. They sent out Gretchen Sainert, Megan Carfield, Laura Brooks, Emily Nichols, Bonnie Dominguez, Tigers send out Zoe Mays, Josie Martin. Josie has three fouls now. Ashton Pulowski, Lauren Bliss, and Haley Wright. Tiger ball. They're down by 13, third quarter underway. And the Tigers will work against this zone defense. The Bison try to trap the Tigers when they can out front. Pulowski drives into the lane, loses control of the ball, but the Tigers, Martin picks it up top of the key. Shot for three in the air is going to be short by Wright, and no good. The long rebound comes to Gretchen Sainer. Sainer for the Bison, tipped away from her. They go to the floor, and jump ball is called. It'll be staying with McCook. Alternate possession on the jump ball call. Goes with the team that gets the next possession. In this case, it stays with the Bison of McCook. They will inbound far sideline at the timeline. Emily Nichols inbounds to Megan Carfield for the Bison. They control for the first time in the offensive zone. Nichols now. Free throw line pass down to Brooks. 13-footer in the air will stay down and good. Brooks with her 8 point. 28-13 as they work in the lane there. Brooks with the field goal, her 8 point. Pressure in the backcourt by the Bison. Bliss front court pass to Pulowski. Ashton goes to the deck, and she's helped to the deck on a foul on the Bison. Bonnie Dominguez, that's number three on Bonnie. 28-13, McCook. Again, a 19-point run in that first half, getting the Bison to the big lead here, and they have a 15-point lead now. Martin with it now to right. Baseline, it's Mays, and she's fouled on the play. Megan Carfield with the foul. And again, a non-shooting situation. Mays fouled there. The Tigers will play it in underneath their own basket. Haley Wright, the 5'6 senior, to throw it in. 1 minute gone in period number three. 28-13 McCook. Right inbounds to Josie Martin. To Mays. Pass for Zoe's tipped out of bounds by Laura Brooks. Stays with the Tigers. Mays to inbound on the near sideline. Right at the Tiger bench. Inbounded to Wright. To Martin. Back to Wright. In the wing to Bliss. To right to Mays. Baseline shot up, no good, but Zoe's pushed as she shoots the basketball. She'll go to the line for a pair of free throws. Another foul on Bonnie Dominguez. That's four on Bonnie. She hasn't scored and has four fouls, but the senior starter trying to play some defense there on Zoe Mays. Zoe shoot two. First free throw is in and out, no good. Quickly checking in will be the 5'9 senior Morgan Schaefer for Bonnie Dominguez. So Dominguez goes to the bench with four fouls. Dominguez is only a 2.5 point score, three rebounds, so she will sit down with four fouls. Schaefer in. Second free throw good by Mays. She has five. 28-14, the Bison by 14. And the Bison have the ball in the front court. Emily Nichols from McCook. Baseline double teamed. Her pass is wide, intended for Schaefer inside. Wide of the mark and rolls all the way out of bounds. The turnover on the Bison. Hastings High to play it in. Again, they'll face that backcourt zone pressure from the Bison. They do not guard. Lauren Bliss, who throws it in, she does to Josie Martin. There's a front court pass to Pulowski. Ashton with it. The free throw line back out to right. To Mays, works the baseline, puts up a runner from five. Off there, no good. Rebound by Nichols. Nichols for the Bison with the rebound there. Controls it across the timeline to our left here at the Jungle, Hastings High School. 28-14 McCook. 6:14 to go, third quarter. There's a drive. Carfield back out to Schaefer. Off her hand and out of bounds. Off Morgan Schaefer. Turnover on the Bison basketball to the Tigers. And the 5'9 junior, Lauren Bliss, throws it in to the senior, Haley Wright. Wright for the Tigers into the offensive zone. The Tigers have changed up their offense with the Wright controlling the ball and Pulowski at the free throw line. Ashton puts up a 15-footer off the backboard. No good. Schaefer with the rebound. She's fouled in the backcourt by Ashton Pulowski. The Tigers have tried to change the offense up a little bit, putting Pulowski at the free throw line. And Haley Wright at the top of the key. Ashton with the shot there missed, and she fouled trying to grab the rebound. 5:55 to go, third quarter. 28-14, Tigers on the short end of the score here. Again, the offense has just not been there. Good zone defense by the Bison. Tigers go cold for 10 minutes of the first half, and there's a travel in the front court on Nichols of McCook. So the Bison turn it right back over to the Tigers. The Tigers have got to value these possessions and get some shots to go down. 5:40 to go, clock running, third quarter. 28 McCook, 14 Hastings High. Boys game to follow here at the Tiger gym. There's a pass tipped and stolen by Sainer. Gretchen Sainer will drive, knocked away from behind by the Tigers' Haley Wright. So Wright prevents Sainer from putting up the shot on the drive and knocked it out of bounds. Nichols to throw it in for the Lady Bison of McCook. She does inside to Brooks. Laura on the baseline. Shot up and good. Laura Brooks works inside. 30-14, and Brooks has 10. Bison by 16 is their biggest lead of the basketball game. It's now up to 16. Kowalski with it to Mays on the baseline. Zoe double team there, gives it up to Martin. Martin drives, puts up a runner from five. Off there, no good. Schaefer grabs the rebound from a Cook. Bounce pass out to Carfield, and Megan will control into the scoring zone to our left here in the second half for the McCook Bison. They control the basketball and control the basketball game right now. Brooks now back out to Nichols. Top of the key, left alone for three. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Malai Nichols has five, and it's 33-14. The Tigers' deficit continues to increase. They're down by 19. They have it in the front court. Josie Martin. Martin in the corner now to Lauren Bliss. Bliss double team there. Cross-court pass to Mays. Zoe puts up a 12-footer. Bounces out, no good. The rebound again by Schaefer. In the backcourt to Carfield. Megan into the offensive zone. 4:20 to go to Nichols. Pass stolen by Pawlowski. Ashton with the steal. She will drive for the Tigers. Shoot and score. Steal and score. Ashton Pawlowski has three, her first field goal. And it's 33-16 McCook. So a good play there defensively by Ashton Pawlowski on the steal and score. And the Bison controlled in the offensive zone. Laura Brooks with it for McCook. Right side to Sainer. Sainer to the baseline. A whistle as she heads for the hoop. Foul going to be called on the Tigers. It's called on Josie Martin. That's four on Josie, and Josie's in foul trouble. The 5'1 senior. She'll have to come out of the game. And Melody Nagy, the 5'3 sophomore, in for Martin. Martin with four fouls. Caitlin Pawlowski, the 5'2 freshman, into the game for the Tigers, replaces her sister Ashton. Inbounds pass to Laura Brooks, and the Tigers defense not ready for that. Brooks with three field goals this quarter. She has doubled her point total up to 12. Sainert and Brooks with 12 apiece for the Bison. 3:40 to go. It's a 19-point McCook lead. Tigers in the front court. Zoe Mays with it. The corner to Nagy. Melody with it for the Tigers. Bounce pass to Pawlowski. Ashton fakes, but has no shot. Back out to Nagy for three in the air off the rim. No good. Offensive rebound, Haley Wright. She's tied up inside the lane there by Megan Carfield. It'll stay with the Tigers, and this all-time possession jump ball. As Brooklyn True, a 5'6 sophomore, checks in. Megan Carfield goes out for the Bison as they have a substantial 19-point lead. 3:25 to go in the third. Inbounds pass. Shot put up and good by Lauren Bliss. Off the inbounds play, Lauren Bliss with her sixth point. 35-18, Tigers down by 17. Tigers knock it out of bounds in the offensive zone of the Bison. Caitlin Pawlowski tips it away from the Bison and out of bounds, so McCook will play it in. Rachel Girdle, the 5'9 sophomore who's in there, will throw it in for McCook. Girdle to inbound. Does to the top of the key to Sainert. Gretchen is tied up on the play by Pawlowski. The 5'2 freshman, Caitlin Pawlowski, ties up Sainert. The basketball will stay with the Bison. 3:10 to go, period number three. McCook 35, Hastings High 18. Bison inbound, they throw it into Sainert. Sainert now to Girdle. Back to Sainert, deep in the right corner. Tigers have been in a man-to-man all evening long. But this first of two tonight, the boys will clash in game number two here at the Jungle. The Tiger Gymnasium, Hastings High Campus. There's a pass underneath, too strong for Cassidy Gillen. Over her head and out of bounds, and the Bison will give it back to the Tigers. Ashton Pawlowski, the senior, checks in for the Tigers. Zoe Mays will come out, so we have Pawlowski and Nagy and Bliss and Wright for the Tigers. Megan Carfield, who starts for the Bison, checks back in, replacing Brooklyn True for McCook. 35-18, McCook. 2:50 to go in this third quarter. Pawlowski to Pawlowski. Ashton to Caitlin. To Nagy. To Caitlin Pawlowski. There's a pass underneath. Shot put up all alone. Rolls off there. No good. Haley Wright. Haley couldn't get that one to fall, but the Bison knocking out of bounds, trying to grab the rebound. That ball just rolls off the rim as the Tigers can't catch a break offensively. Emily Nichols in for Gretchen Sainert from McCook. As Jeff Ellis tries to keep his troops fresh. Inbounds pass, shot up, no good by Lauren Bliss, but she's whacked on the play. And Lauren Bliss will go to the line to shoot a pair for the Tigers, and Lauren will go to the free throw line where she will throw it up for the first two times tonight. She has scored six from three field goals. Cassidy Gillen picks up the foul, and Lauren Bliss to the line to shoot two. First one up, off the iron, no good. Tigers now have made two free throws. They've missed eight in the ball game. Bliss's second free throw is good. She has seven. 35-19, makes one of two. Tigers down by 16. 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. On court, it's Girdle. Girdle passed deep in the right corner to Nichols. Emmeline's lob inside, intended for Gillen, is too strong. But the Tigers have to knock it out of bounds, trying to keep it inbounds. It'll stay with the Bison. They play it in with Nichols underneath her own basket. Looks, still looks. Pulls it along now to Rachel Girdle. Girdle right of the free throw line, tied up on the play. The tie up there by the freshman, Caitlin Pulowski, the 5'2 freshman. And this alternate possession, it goes to Hastings High. So the Tigers force that turnover on the jump ball call. Tigers get the basketball. Still down, though, by 19 or 16. They have scored 19. Pulowski front court to Nagy. Melody with it. Top of the key to Caitlin Pulowski, to Ashton Pulowski, to Nagy. Nagy double team there, back to Pulowski. The Tigers just cannot penetrate this zone defense of the Bison. They're very active in this zone. Pulowski right side to Haley Wright, drives. 15-footer in and out and back in. Haley Wright with the field goal. 35-21. The Tigers getting some good shots, but they're just not able to get them quickly here, down by 14. Front court and a whistle and a timeout called by Jeff Ellis of McCook. So the Lady Bison want and get a timeout. 1:32 to go in period number three. It's McCook 35, Hastings High 21. We're back in 30 seconds.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Back at the jungle, Hastings High losing to McCook here, 35-21. McCook has the basketball after the timeout, and they throw it in to Laura Brooks. Brooks now to Cassidy Gillen. Shot put up no good on the baseline by Rachel Girdle, but she's fouled on the play by the Tigers. So the Bison will throw a couple free throws up here. Lauren Bliss picks up the foul. At the free throw line will be Rachel Girdle to shoot a pair for the Bison. Rachel has scored three. She's one out of two from the line and makes the first of two. 36-21. Girdle will shoot her second. Brooks now comes out of the basketball game, and Brooklyn True back in for the Bison. Second free throw by Girdle is up and no good. Rebounded out of there by Lauren Bliss of the Tigers to Ashton Pulowski. 36-21. Pulowski will drive, dishes in the corner to Haley Wright. 17-footer, no good. Rebound out of there by Emily Nichols of McCook. Gives it up to Brooklyn True, the sophomore, into the front court. Pass to Megan Rupert. Megan Rupert in for the first time. She's a 5'7 sophomore. Rupert in there for McCook. Was knocked away from her, and Rupert to inbound for the Bison. And a whistle, a 5-second call. Bison can't get it in. Turn the basketball over in the 5-second call. And it'll be Hastings High basketball. 36-21 Bison. Comfortable lead here, led by as many as 19 in this quarter. Pulowski in the front court to Caitlin Pulowski. Ashton to Caitlin, now to Shawnee's Lyle, who's in there for the Tigers. To Wright, lost control of it. Tries to get it back, and she does. Haley with it to Bliss, to Pulowski. Caitlin with it, will take a 13-footer, rolls off there, no good. Shawnee's Lyle, offensive rebound, shot up, rolls off, no good, but she's fouled. So good forward work there by Shawnee's Lyle. And Shawnee's will go to the line to shoot two. Again, she has been bothered by strep throat this week. Made it to school this week. get her tests in, semester tests, his last few days this week for Hastings High. Shoney's did not go to Pius yesterday, but made it to school today to finish up the tests and suited up playing tonight. Her first free throw's up and good, her first point. So Lyle makes it 36-22. Shoney's is a 5'8 senior and I's the second. This one is up and it is going to be good. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Both made by Lyle, 36-23, so the Tigers back to within 13 with 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Brooklyn True in the offensive zone, double team there and travels. Turnover on the Bison. The Tigers getting a little momentum here. They were down 35-16. They've outscored the Bison 7-1 here. Still down by 13, but they forced the turnover there. 33 seconds to go. The Tigers trying to maintain a little momentum. Bliss with the basketball to Lyle, 17-footer. It's up, rolls out of there, no good. The rebound in the backcourt by Rupert for McCook. Rupert now to True. True into the offensive zone for the Bison. Back to Rupert. Megan Rupert, top of the key to Brooklyn True. True for the Bison. 12 seconds to go and a whistle away from the basketball. 3-second violation on the Bison. They turn it over once again. So the Tigers in this ball game yet as Sainert comes in for McCook and Rachel Girdle goes out. Zoe Mays in, Lauren Bliss out for the Tigers. 12 seconds to go. The Tigers chance to get two or three more here before the quarter. Have it in the front court. Pulowski with it. Gives it up now to Wright. The Tigers going to have to hurry. Ashton with it. 15-footers up and good. Ashton Pulowski at the buzzer scores. And the Tigers have cut it to 11 after three. We played three. It's McCook 36. Hastings High 25. Back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
And we are back at the Tiger Den. We played three quarters of this basketball game, and Hastings High is trailing 36-25, but they were 19 down in that third quarter of play. But have cut it to 11 here after three quarters of play. So the Tigers are not out of this basketball game. Trailing 36-25, the fourth quarter to begin. Zoe Mays comes out with Shawnee's Lyle. Haley Wright, Ashton Pulowski, and Caitlin Pulowski for the Tigers. Emily Nichols inbounds to Gretchen Sainert. A Cook basketball fourth quarter underway. Also out there, Megan Carfield, Bonnie Dominguez, and Laura Brooks. Brooks with four fouls on the floor for the Bison. They're up by 11. They have 12 from Laura Brooks and 12 for Gretchen Sainert. Sainert didn't score in the third quarter. Brooks had six. Brooks in the lane now. Gives the basketball back out to Carfield. 17-footer is going to be an air ball. No good. So the Tigers have forced a couple of turnovers. Have cut the lead from 19 down to 11 and have the basketball early in the fourth quarter. Lauren Bliss with seven leads the Tigers scoring. Five for Ashton Pulowski and five for Zoe Mays. So the Tigers staying in the basketball game. Mays now to Caitlin Pulowski, to Ashton Pulowski against this zone, a 1-3-1 zone now for the Bison. Pulowski's three-pointer off there, no good. That was Ashton. Rebound by Lyle, shoots and scores. Shawnee Lyle with the offensive rebound. She has four. Tigers within nine at 36-27. There's a shot up and good by Gretchen Sainert. Another three ball. She has 15, and it's 39-27. Excuse me, a two-point field goal for Sainert, but she has 14 in the game, 38-27. Mays drive, shoots and scores for the Tigers. Zoe Mays with seven. 38-29. The Tigers back to within nine. In the backcourt, the Tigers knock it out of bounds. Hitting the floor, Ashton Pulowski, she knocked it out of bounds. So the Tigers with hustle all over the floor. Down by nine, 6:44 to go. Three team fouls on the Tigers, five on McCook. So we're in this fourth quarter. Dominguez, front court for the Bison. To Carfield. And the biggest lead has been 19. It's down to nine. Brooks with the basketball for the Bison. Inside to Dominguez, and she's fouled on the play. Tigers commit the foul there. Bonnie Dominguez got that ball about 8 feet from the basket. Ashton Pulowski picks up her second, and to the free throw line is going to be Bonnie Dominguez to shoot a pair for the Bison. 38-29. McCook leading Hastings High. Free throw up and rolls around and down. First point of the game for Bonnie Dominguez, and the lead up to 10 for the Bison. High school basketball right here on ESPN 1550. KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska, our first of two tonight. Boys game to follow, second of the free throw, bottom of the well, nothing but net. Dominguez makes them both. The Bison have 40. They lead by 11. Front court. Yes. Caitlin Pulowski to Ashton. Ashton dishes in the corner. Shot put up there from three is going to be no good. By the Tigers. Offensive rebound by Zoe Mays, and she scores. 9 for Mays, 40-31. Tigers now. Foul in the front court as the Bison head for the hoop, and a foul on the Tigers. Haley Wright picks up the foul. It's a 9-point game. 15 foul on the Tigers. Out Laura Brooks, in Morgan Schaefer. Excuse me, Cassidy Gillen in. Laura Brooks out. 15 fouls, so the Bison to inbound. They do, and a shot put up off the inbounds play is going to be no good. Offensive rebound shot put up no good by Gillen. The Tigers get the rebound. Pulowski, Ashton gets the ball in the front court. To right, back to Ashton Pulowski. Top of the key, 5:50 to go. The Tigers within 9. Ashton Pulowski, top of the key. To right, 13-footer on the road. They're good. Caitlin Pulowski gets a shot up, but it's blocked out of there by Bonnie Dominguez. And the Bison get the basketball. Long front court pass for Sainer. It's going to be too strong and out of bounds. The Bison turn it back to the Tigers. The Tigers will send in Lauren Bliss. Lauren Bliss is out there with Ashton Pulowski, Caitlin Pulowski, Haley Wright, and Zoe Mays, and Shawnee's Lyle. As Caitlin Pulowski will now sit down. Bliss in, Caitlin Pulowski out. Tigers within 9, 5:20 to go. Ashton Pulowski to the free throw line on a whistle. She got to that free throw line. She's held in the play. That one's on Megan Carfield. That's her third. 16 foul on McCook. The Tigers have committed 5. Tigers will throw the basketball in on the far sideline between the rings. Zoe Mays to inbound does to Ashton Pulowski. 40-31 McCook. 5:18 to go. Ashton Pulowski to the free throw line. To Bliss. To Mays on the left wing. Still zone defense by McCook. Mays dribbles inside of it. Takes a 15-footer. No good. Lyle underneath. Shut up and good. And she's fouled. Shawnice Lyle with another nice offensive rebound. Scores. And she's fouled. And she has scored 6. And she goes to the line. The Tigers have cut it to 7. 40-33 with 5:06 to go. Caitlin Pulowski in for the Tigers. Laura Brooks back in. Zoe Mays goes out for Hastings High. And Bonnie Dominguez goes out for McCook. So Shawnice Lyle, the 5'8" senior to the line, trying to complete this 3-point play. She has 6 all this half. 2 out of 2 from the line. Free throw is up, and it is going to be in and out. No good. Wouldn't stay down. The Tigers within 7. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. There's a steal by Pulowski. Ashton drives. She hits the deck, and she's fouled. And she'll go to the line to shoot for Hastings High. Foul on the McCook Bison. They turn it over. The steal on Pulowski. She's fouled on the play. Laura Brooks picks up her second, and Jeff Ellis of McCook says this 19-point lead's down to 7, and the Tigers will be at the free throw line. McCook gets a timeout. 4:59 to go in the fourth quarter. McCook 40, Hastings High 33, back in 30 seconds.
Rodents or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Well, the Hastings High Tigers have fought their way right back into this ballgame. They trailed 35-16 in the third quarter of play, cut it to 11 after 3. It's now down to 7, 40 to 33. Tigers cut it to that 7-point deficit at the 5:06 mark. We've played 7 seconds since then. We're coming out of this timeout. The Tigers are at the free throw line. Ashton Pulowski for the 1-and-1. Lyles on the floor. Shawnee, Lauren Bliss, Haley Wright, and Caitlin and Ashton Pulowski for the Tigers. Again, Zoe Mays has battled an ankle problem last week or so. She's on the bench right now. Shawnee Lyles battled the sickness this week. She's on the floor but has played pretty good ball game, as has Mays. So the Tigers trying to battle through this. Pulowski's first free throw up, and it is going to be no good. Doesn't earn the bonus, so it's still a 7-point game. Front court now with the basketball, Gretchen Sainert. Sainert now to Megan Carfield, to Laura Brooks. Brooks for the Bison, to Nichols. Emily Nichols back in the game, to Brooks. And McCook now is going to slow things up here. They're in no hurry to shoot. They have only 4 points this quarter, but they still have a 7-point lead. They're a wide-open three. Sainert is going to be short this time, no good. Rebound goes to Haley Wright for the Tigers. The Tigers can get within 5 or 4 here. Wright drives. Dishes back out now to Pulowski. Caitlin with it to Ashton. Ashton Pulowski back to Caitlin. It's going to be wide and out of bounds. Tigers turn it over. The double team was coming toward Ashton. He tried to throw it back to Caitlin Pulowski, and it was wide of the mark and out of bounds. It goes right to Coach Greg Mays of the Tigers, and he's not on the floor right now. He's trying to coach. Tigers turn it over. Big turnover there. There's a deflection there, trying to get the steal or knock it away. Was Ashton Pulowski, and she's whistled for the foul, her third. 16 foul on the Tigers, so Tigers do not send the Bison to the free throw line. That's the 16 foul. Emily Nichols to inbound for the Bison does to Cassidy Gillen. Gillen now to Carfield. 4:05 to go, still half a quarter to play. 7-point McCook lead. Inside is Brooks. Works the baseline, shoots it, scores. Laura Brooks with 14. Moves it back up to 9-point lead for the Bison. 3:50 to play. The Tigers have to value each possession now. Got to get a good shot out. There's a pass underneath his tip, but Lyle grabs it. Turns and shoots off the side of the backboard. Gets her own rebound. Shawnee's drive, shoots and scores. Up and under in the basket. Lyle now has 8-6 this quarter. 42-35. Tigers within 7, and they foul at the timeline. Haley Wright picks up the foul for Hastings High. McCook, 8 out of 11 from the line coming into this quarter. They're now 10 of 13 from the free throw line. If it comes down to a free throw shooting contest, the Bison have been strong there tonight. 10 out of 13 from the line. And to that free throw line, it's Emily Nichols, 1-1 in the hole. Earns that bonus, 43-35. Again, the importance of making free throws. Bison have missed only 3, and they've made 11. Second field, this one's in and out, and the rebound is Zoe Mays, who's back in for the Tigers. 43-35. Mays, front court, to Haley Wright. Right now to Pulowski. 8-point McCook lead, 3:22 clock runs. Inside to Mays, works the baseline, shot blocked, but she's fouled by Cassidy Gillen. Cassidy Gillen, the 5'10 sophomore on the defense there, fouls Zoe Mays, and Zoe to the line to shoot 2. 9 for Mays in the game. Tigers down by 8. They need these 2 free throws. Mays' free throw buries it. Nothing but net. She has 5 this quarter, 10 in the game. 43-36. Tigers again within 7. It's as close as they've been since the second quarter. In the hole again. Mays makes them both. She has 6 this quarter. 43-37. The Tigers within 6. 3:13 clock runs, 6-point, 2-possession game. Brooks inside the lane now, back out to Sainert, to Carfield, and the Bison now bounce pass to Brooks at the free throw line. Double team there, lost control of the ball. They go to the floor, kicking it out of there is Lauren Bliss. Bliss gets it out of there to Mays, so the Tigers get the turnover there, have it in the front court. They can get within 4 or 3 here. Pulowski with it. Ashton for the Tigers to Caitlin Pulowski. Back to Ashton, free throw line to Bliss, right side to Wright. Haley with the basketball, nowhere to go. Back to Ashton Pulowski, 2:40 to play. Pulowski inside the lane, puts up the runner short, no good. The rebound comes out of there to Cassidy Gillen. Ashton was squeezing through there. The shot just would not fall. 2.5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. 6-point lead for McCook. They have the ball. Megan Carfield now will slow it up. Bounce pass to Brooks at the free throw line. Dishes off. There's a shot put up by Gillen's. Going to be an air ball. Rebounded by Carfield. Shoots and scores. The guard. 5-4. Megan Carfield with the field goal. Offensive rebound and basket. 45-37 with 2:08 to play. Tigers down by 8. Clock continues to run. We're down to 2:02 to go. Ashton Pulowski to the free throw line. Bounce pass underneath for Mays. Is picked off by Laura Brooks. Brooks with the steal. Runs it and dribbles it with the left hand into the scoring zone all the way. Puts up a shot. It will go. It will count, and she's fouled. Laura Brooks with the steal, the drive, the shot, the score, and she's fouled. 16 for Brooks. She has been the star of the night for McCook. Gretchen Sainert had 12 at halftime, has 14 in the game, but Brooks has 10 this half. 16 in the game. Free throws off, no good. 10-point game, though, with 1:48 to go. Tigers in the front court. Caitlin Pulowski cross court to Haley Wright. Free throw line to Bliss. She will drive, put up a shot, and score. Lauren Bliss has 9, and a quick timeout, Greg Mays, for Hastings High, so we'll take one. 1:37 to go. 8-point lead for McCook. It's the Bison 47. The Tigers 39. We're back in 30 seconds.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Hey, you're listening to high school basketball here on ESPN 1550. This is KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Hastings Tigers have battled back from a 19-point deficit in the third quarter. Got it to within 6 at the 3:17 mark of this fourth quarter. There's now 1:37 to play. It's an 8-point McCook lead, 47-39. The Tigers send out Zoe Mays, Ashton and Caitlin Pulowski, Haley Wright and Lauren Bliss, Emmeline Nichols, Laura Brooks, Megan Carfield, Gretchen Sainert, and Cassidy Gillen on the floor for McCook. McCook will come the length of the floor. The Tigers will have man-to-man pressure all over the floor. Brooks runs the baseline. Pass hits the backboard. And a whistle. Timeout was called, it looks like, from the bench. Official's going to confer. Jeff Ellis of McCook wants a timeout, trying to save that five-second call as the Bison had a hard time getting it in. They threw it in. It hit the back of the backboard underneath the basket. And now the officials are going to talk to Ellis. What are they ruling here? The ball was tipped or maybe an inadvertent whistle. But it looks like the five-second call was made. Or the ball hitting the backboard. Looks like the Tigers are going to get the basketball. The ball was thrown in. It hit the back of the backboard. And now McCook is going to get the basketball. The ruling is McCook gets the ball. Must have been tipped by a Tiger when it was thrown in. Either way, McCook gets the basketball. Will still come the length of the floor. Still 1:37 to go. No time has run off the clock. Inbounded to Carfield, and Megan's on the end line. So the Bison get it in that time to Megan Carfield, but she stepped on the end line. That took 2 seconds, and the Tigers will throw it in. They can get to within 6 or 5 here. Haley Wright inbounds to Ashton Pulowski. Clock runs with 1:32 to go. Pulowski dishes off to Zoe Mays. 15-footer. Bounces around and off. No good. Rebound up and no good on the shot by Lauren Bliss, but she's fouled. Lauren Bliss will go to the line to shoot 2. She can cut it to 6. 1:27 to go. Foul call on Emmeline Nichols. That's his third foul into the free throw line is Lauren Bliss. She has 9. She's 1 out of 2 from the line. Tigers within 8. Bliss's free throw's good. Buried that one. She was fouled in the act. 47-40. Josie Martin back in for the Tigers for a little defense here. Out of the game is Haley Wright. But remember, Josie has 4 fouls. Bliss's second free throw's good. 11 for Lauren, 47-41. Two possession game on the baseline, the Tigers try to get the tie up, and they do. Tigers get a jump ball called. All of the possession, it goes to Hastings High. Ashton Pulowski and Josie Wright on the tie up there. And the Tigers get it back. Six down, 1:25 to go. Quickly back in the game, Haley Wright for Josie Wright. Wright's in there for Josie Martin. Martin in there for the defense. Wright for the offense. Tigers have the ball. They're down by six. Zoe Mays wants to inbound. Does to Bliss. Back to Mays. 1:22 clock runs. Tipped away from Mays and out of bounds off of Gretchen Sainert. Tigers throw it in right in front of their bench. Daughter Zoe right in front of Coach Greg Mays. Father Coach Mays. Bounded Mays to Pulowski. Tigers with 1:18 down by six. Harrison Pulowski to Caitlin Pulowski. Free throw line to Mays. Works into the lane. Shot put up and she's fouled on the play. So Zoe Mays as the Tigers attack the basket. Mays to go to the line to shoot two. She can cut it to four. 1:11 to play. Emmeline Nichols picks up her four. Zoe Mays to the free throw line. She has six this quarter. 11 in the game. She has 11. Lauren Bliss has 11. Shonice Lyle has eight. Mays' free throw is good. 47-42. Tigers have cut it to five. Josie Martin back in for the defense. Haley Wright goes out. Zoe Mays shoots the second free throw. 1:11 to play. It's nothing but the bottom of the net. Four in a row for Mays. 47-43. And timeout Jeff Ellis of McCook. So we will take one. 1:11 to play. The Tigers within four. It's McCook 47. Hastings High 43. We're back in 30 seconds.
Accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Hastings High back to within four. May have not been this close since the first quarter. 19 down in the third, back to within four. It was 35-16 in the third quarter, and the Tigers have outscored the Bison 27-12. And cut it to four. It's 47-43. There's 1:11 to play. Tigers with backcourt, full court pressure. They force a turnover last time, and Laura Brooks to inbound. Does to Carfield. To Sainert. Sainert to the time. I tipped away from her. Stolen by the Tigers. Martin gets the basketball to Pulowski. To Ashton Pulowski. It's a four-point game, 1 minute to play, and a palming violation called on the Tigers, Ashton Pulowski. The turnover on the Tigers, and Greg Mays of Hastings High calls the timeout. So we'll take another break with 59 seconds to play. McCook 47, Hastings High 43. We're back in 30 seconds.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Bison try to inbound. The Tigers knock it out of bounds. So McCook will try it again. They're still in the backcourt, and this full court pressure by the Tigers bothering the Bison. 58.8 seconds to play. Lauren Bliss guarding the inbound thrower. It's two Nichols at the timeline and a whistle and a foul call on the Tigers. Emily Nichols fouled at the timeline. And Nichols caught that ball and was bumped by Josie Martin, and that's number five on Josie. So Josie Martin fouls out of the ball game with no points and five fouls, but Josie was in there to try to force those turnovers, use her speed and quickness, but she had to foul that time. And Haley Wright checks back in to the free throw line to shoot. 1-1 is Emily Nichols, and boy, she buried that with nothing but net there. Nichols makes the first of two, earns the bonus, 48-43. Seven for Nichols, second free throw is going to be up, and it's going to be no good. The long rebound, Mays grabs it, hits the deck, trying to pick it up as the Tigers, but Brooks grabs it, and she's fouled on the baseline. Well, that basketball out of there, and Brooks lost it on the baseline, so it'll be the Tiger ball. Brooks was not fouled on the baseline, as she was lost the basketball on the baseline. The Tigers get it. Mays goes out, favoring that ankle, and in is Shawnese Lyle. 48 seconds to go. Pulowski with it, front court. Tigers down by five, 48-43. Gliss now to Ashton Pulowski. Ashton to Caitlin Pulowski. Shoots the 15-footer, left alone, and it's good. And a quick timeout, the field goal there by Caitlin Pulowski. Another timeout, we'll take one. 36 seconds to go, 48-45. Tigers down by three, we're back in 30 seconds.
Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
Caitlin Pulowski gets her first field goal, the freshman hitting the 15-footer. 36 seconds to play. The Tigers within three, so that means a one-possession game. Full court pressure by the Tigers. Getting the basketball in, Ashton Pulowski tries to get the steal, but she's on the sideline here. Pulowski almost gets the steal there, but is on the deck and out of bounds, and McCook to inbound, Laura Brooks to throw it in. 33 seconds to go. Brooks on the baseline and a whistle. And a timeout call. This time, Coach Jeff Ellis of the Lady Bison saves that turnover. As this full court pressure really bothering McCook. We'll keep it here during this timeout. We're down to 33.3 seconds to go. McCook did get the timeout there. Hastings is trailing 48-45. 33 seconds to go, and McCook will still have to come the length of the floor here. And Hastings High's battled back from a 19-point deficit in the third quarter. This is as close as they've been. 48-45, and the Tigers again will have the full court pressure. They have Lauren Bliss on the floor. The 5'9 junior is guarding the person taking the basketball out of bounds, so Lauren's got that duty. Ashton Pulowski is on the floor. Haley Wright, Caitlin Pulowski, and Shawnese Lyle. And they're trying to get Zoe Mays in the game, but the ankle's kind of bothering Zoe here. She's trying to run some of that off, so she's not on the floor. Shawnese Lyle is. And downing the ball into the front court. It's going to be grabbed there by Gillen. There's a shot put up by Sainer. Going to be an air ball. No good. Saved on the baseline and a foul call on the Tigers. Boy, the Bison throw the basketball across the timeline of the inbounds pass. Get a shot off. It misses, but an offensive rebound. Cassidy Gillen will go to the free throw line. She got that offensive rebound, and the Tigers had to foul. Shooting two. Fourth foul on Haley Wright. Free throw up and good. Cassidy Gillen, her first free throw toss, makes it a two-possession game, 48-45. Now Zoe Mays checks in, and Caitlin Pulowski checks out. So Gillen makes the first free throw. Two-shot situation. The Tigers over the 10-foul limit. Second free throw is good. Buried them both. 50-45. So the Tigers down by five. 25 seconds to go. Front court, it's Haley Wright. Right now. To Pulowski. Tigers got to hurry here. Down to 20. They're five down. Mays, 15-footer's good. Zoe Mays and another timeout, Tigers. 50-47 with 16 seconds to go. We'll take another timeout. It's McCook 50. Hastings High 47, back in 30 seconds.
Where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Hastings High continues to gnaw away at the Bison here. It's down to three once again. It's 48-45 with 36 seconds to go. It's 50-47. Will the Tigers have enough time? There's only 16 seconds to go, but the Tigers again will put on that full court pressure in the backcourt. Emmalene Nichols will inbound. Emmalene's a 5'9 junior, so she has a little height. The Tigers will have full court pressure, down by three, so they need a turnover or a quick foul. Inbounding the basketball, it's grabbed there by Gillen. Gillen now in the backcourt to Sainert, and she's fouled there. Kind of a dangerous inbounds pass. They threw it in to near the timeline, and McCook grabbed the basketball. Gillen again, and she got it to Sainert, and Gretchen was fouled in the backcourt. She'll shoot two. Both teams over the 10-foul limit. A foul on Zoe Mays, number three. That's her third, and to the free throw line for two. It's up and rolls down and good. Makes it a four-point game. Sainert makes the first of two. She has 15. 51-47. Tigers now down which would seem to be a two-point, two-possession game. Lyle back in for Caitlin Pulowski. Gretchen Sainert eyes the second. It's up. It's short. Four-point game. 12 seconds to go. Haley Wright has it in the backcourt. The Tigers have to hurry. We're down to seven. Front court to Lyle. Off her hand. Grabbed by the Bison with 3 seconds to go, and McCook is going to win this ball game. There's a foul in the backcourt, and the Tigers with 2 seconds to play. McCook ahead by four, and it looks like the Bison are going to hang on and win this ball game. But the Tigers with a great comeback into the ball game. The foul there was on Lauren Bliss, and that's her third. And Emily Nichols to shoot two makes the first. And the Bison have put them down here from the free throw line in this fourth quarter. 52-47, second one no good. Long rebound by Mays with two. The Tigers will throw it up well short, and that's the end of the ball game. A great comeback by the Hastings High Tigers. Not quite good enough to win this one, but still a great comeback for the Tigers. 19 down in the third. They get it to within three, but McCook makes enough free throws down the stretch and wins it. The final score, the McCook Lady Bison 52, Hastings High Tigers 47. We'll talk about this one in 2 minutes.
Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips that sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
And welcome back to the Tiger Den, this basketball game. Our first of two tonight, the girls' game just ending. Great comeback by the Hastings High Tigers. It was a great comeback. They were 19 down. And they drop it by the score of 52-47. Got to within three on a couple occasions in that fourth quarter. Just ran out of time, and McCook making 8 out of 13 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. 16 out of 24 for the game. Outscored the Tigers by 5 from the free throw line. The margin of victory was 5 for the Bison in the game. They win it 52-47. Hastings High got started well in this game, led 6-2. Boy, but at that point, it was all McCook. Tigers led 6-2. McCook scored the final 12 points of the first quarter, scored the first 7 of the second quarter, a 19-point run for the Tigers against them, a 19-point run for McCook, ending the first quarter, beginning the second. The Tigers could not score for about 10 minutes that first half. A 19-point run got McCook up to a 21-6 lead. They led 26-13 at halftime. The Bison jumped that lead up to 35-16 in the middle of the third quarter. So Hastings High was down by 19, 35-16 in the third quarter of play. It was 36-25 in favor of McCook after three, so the Tigers cut it from 19-11 into the fourth quarter. Hastings High got it to within 7 at 40-33 with 5:06 to go. Got to within 6 at the 3:17 mark, 43-37. Fell behind again by 8, 47-39. Tigers got it to 47-43, and then 48-45 with 36 seconds to go. And the Tigers cut it to 3 once again at 50-47 with a couple of free throws at the 16-second mark. But the Bison get 2 free throws in the final 16 seconds and won it by the score of 52-47. So the Tigers come from 19 down, get it cut to 3 on 2 occasions in the fourth quarter, but just not enough time and good enough free throw shooting. In fact, pretty very good free throw shooting by the Bison. 8 out of 13 in the fourth quarter, 16 out of 24 for the game. McCook wins at 52-47. For Hastings High, they're led by Zoe Mays, battling the ankle injury. Played quite a bit in this ballgame. And Mays led the Tigers with 15. She had 10 of those in the fourth quarter. 11 for Lauren Bliss. Good night on the boards. And offensively for Bliss, she had 11. 8 points for Shaunice Lyle, who's been fighting the strep throat this week. She had all 8 in the second half. 5 for Ashton Pulowski, who played just about the entire game at point guard. The defensive pressure was good by Ashton. She scored 5 points in the game. 4 points for Haley Wright. 2 points for Britton Thomas. 2 points for Caitlin Pulowski in the ball game. Josie Martin did not score, but had 5 fouls, fouled out of this game before the Tigers without scoring on the evening. So 15 for Zoe Mays, 11 for Lauren Bliss, 8 for Shaunice Lyle, 5 for Ashton Pulowski, 4 for Haley Wright, 2 apiece for Britton Thomas and Caitlin Pulowski. The Tigers with 13 first half points. Hastings High had 34 second half points, 47 for the game. For the McCook Lady Bison, the senior leaders, Laura Brooks led the way with 16 points. She averages 6.5, but she had 16 in this game, had 10 of those in the second half. Gretchen Sainer was the scoring leader in the first half. The 5'9 senior averages 8.4 is the leading per average score for the Bison. She had 15 tonight, had 12 at halftime. So Sainer with 12 at halftime ended up with 15. Brooks had 12 in the second half, ended up with 16. 16 for Brooks, 15 for Sainer. 8 points for Emily Nichols, 4 for Megan Carfield, 4 for Rachel Girdle, 2 points apiece for Bonnie Dominguez, 2 points for Cassidy Dillon, and 1 for Megan Schaefer for the Bison. Again, they scored 26 in the first half, 26 in the second half, 52 for the game, and they win it 52-47. The Bison 8 out of 13 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, 16 out of 24 for the game. Hastings High was 11 out of 21 from the free throw line. So McCook with 5 more free throws made, they win the ball game by 5 points, 52-47. A great example tonight of good free throw shooting will win close ball games, and the Bison did it in the fourth quarter. And despite that great comeback by the Tigers, they drop at 52-47. So Hastings High falls to 2-11 on the year, and their week of basketball is now over. The Hastings High girls will be off until next Friday when they take on Grand Island Northwest up at Grand Island Northwest. The McCook Lady Bison now 6-9 on this basketball season, and the Bison are off until they play in the Orange and Black Tournament down in Colby, Kansas. That'll be January 20th through the 22nd. So next weekend, the Bison in the tournament in Colby, Kansas. They're 6-9. The Tigers drop to 2-11 on the season. So the Tigers down by 19 in the third quarter. Got it back to within three on a couple occasions in the fourth quarter late in the game. But McCook makes 8 free throws in the fourth quarter and wins it by the score of 52-47. 15 for Zoe Mays, 11 for Lauren Bliss in the contest. We are going to take a bit of a break now for you. We're going to send it back to ESPN 1550 KICS Radio before the boys' contest. That's still to come. We will mention to you one other local basketball final tonight. The Grand Island Northwest girls came to Adams Central, beat the Adams Central Lady Patriots. Grand Island Northwest girls 59, Adams Central 34. The second game there, the boys' contest, along with the first one on our sister station, 1230 KHS Radio. Well, stay tuned. We'll be back with the boys' contest in about, about 8 minutes from now. 8 minutes will be about 8:20. 20 minutes past 8, we'll rejoin you for the second game of our doubleheader between McCook and Adams Center. We'll rejoin you here at the Tiger Gym at 8:20, the first game final, McCook 52 and Hastings High 47. We'll rejoin you for game two at 8:20. Talk to you then. This is Blaine Bulis at the Tiger Gymnasium.
The second game of our high school basketball doubleheader is minutes away on ESPN Radio 1550. KICS.